Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the Texas Rangers, it is Taylor Hearn. Good afternoon, sir. We're good. We're good. How are you doing? We're having just a little bit of trouble hearing you. We might need to get you on the phone. I can see you on the Zoom as well. You might have to talk on the phone, too. It's a fantastic process.
Last time we talked to Taylor Hearn, we were wondering about this COVID thing as we were getting ready for a season in March.
Yeah, that's not going to be a big deal, right?
Yeah, let's hope not.
So, what was this season like? Because, you know, when we talked with you at spring training, there was a little trepidation and then everything obviously fell apart. Like, how did you keep in shape and keep ready for the season? And then what can you tell us about how the season actually played out?
I wasn't really expecting, I guess, the whole, I mean, for one, the shutdown, but then two, just, you know, we were getting tested every other day, so that was pretty tough. And then I think the biggest, weirdest thing was just going to stadiums where there was nobody there. You know, it's all the cardboard cutouts and you know, nothing, no real people.
Right.
So that was one thing that was kind of weird, too. I kind of do miss the fan interaction as well, signing autographs and all that. But other than that, I mean, it was a fun season. It sucked that, you know, we didn't really do too well, but, I mean, hey, at the end of the day, a lot of guys finished up healthy and, you know, just had a lot of fun with it.
Now, one thing, I haven't had my chance to do my research on this. The last time we talked with you, we were supposed to try to hook you up with somebody and we failed spectacularly. Mm-hmm. Do you have a new assignment for us that hopefully we can do a better job with than last time?
I mean, hey, you know, you guys are the magicians at it, so whatever you got, I mean, you know, I mean, I'm not a picky person, though, but hey, I really do appreciate you guys, especially Corey as well, you know, trying to make things work, but, you know, hey, I'm not giving up on it.
It hurts my feelings part, just a little bit when you say I appreciate all of you guys, and then especially not one of us. So.
He said Corey. He said especially Corey.
I meant especially not me. That's okay. Really what I meant. Let's be honest about that.
More importantly, Taylor, through Twitter, I've been noticing your love for the Dallas Mavericks moves.
Yes.
What's your opinion? As right after you're done, we're talking with Josh Green, the Mavericks' 18th overall pick. So I'm just wondering, what are your thoughts right now on the future of these Dallas Mavs?
I'm excited. I'm very excited just to see that they got a little bit more physical as well, better defense. I do hate that we got rid of Seth. I was a big fan of Seth. But I mean, just, you gotta make sure to tell Josh that what's up, but like, man, I'm excited to see guys like him come down here. And just, you know, I was kind of hoping that Ibaka would came down here, but I understand that aspect as well, but, I'm just excited. I mean, I kind of excited to see what they do in the West. I really think now that with all the pieces that they got, I really wouldn't be shocked to see they make a deep run. And, I mean, I'd even go out there to say they could probably give the Lakers a run for sure.
Wow.
Ooh, I'm in on that.
What do you think about Zach LaVine? Because we've been trying to get him here, and apparently the Mavericks don't think he's good enough to be that third star. That's a crazy thought, right?
You know, if you asked me, I was really hoping that we would have got Drew Holiday. That's somebody who I really, really wanted. I really wanted Drew. That would have been awesome. But Zach LaVine is great as well. You know, I'd love to – see him down here. That'd be another high flyer for sure, and definitely a great shooter. But no, that would be awesome though to see him or anything. I mean, I definitely do think that Dallas does need a third superstar as well. So I'm kind of looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I don't want to like misquote myself and people go this and that. But from what I understand is Zach LaVine, they would be in on after they lose out on the Greek Freak or after they lose out on Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
So they're like, we need the money available for kind of the top 10 players in the league that are going to kind of be free agents after this season. But if we don't get any of them, then we move on to Zach LaVine's. But they're just not willing to give up right now on the dream of having the Greek Freak and Luka on the same team.
I hear you.
Taylor, I'm kind of I've been interested in this story that I've been following on Twitter all during the entire baseball season. You and Jose Trevino seem like best friends. I found out recently he was one of the best hitters in high school at a Texas high school baseball. Did you ever face him in high school, and did you like try to offer him Whataburger in order to strike him out easy?
No, we never did. Although, you know what, that matchup would have been fun. I would have loved to see that because that would have definitely been some good trash talking. But we had some good trash talking. You know what's funny is whenever during quarantine, whenever we were out at the stadium throwing, and I was throwing live BP to him and everything, we were, you know, trying to get ready. Me and him did have some Whataburger on the line and stuff, and I think he still owes me for that. But he's a debt if you ask me, because if I remember last year, the Spurs, you know, this season the Spurs did lose to the Mavericks, so I'm still waiting on that Whataburger
okay,
as well.
Okay, hold on, though. If the bet was last year, is it possible he's still in the drive-through line at Whataburger trying to get that taken
Dude,
care of?
Dude, come on, Kevin.
Let's just admit it is the slowest drive-through in the freaking world, right?
I mean, well, okay. If you're getting there late at night, yes. Early in the morning, I'd say so as well. But like in the middle of the day, I mean, you can get in, get out pretty quick.
Who's going to Whataburger in the middle of the day? You know why we're there.
Well, hey, I'll say it like this. I do think though that if you do have a problem with their long line, that does show you're a little impatient. So I mean, if
ooh,
you can't
talk
be
to
waiting
him
for some good food. That kind of lets me know.
Let me just tell you something, Taylor. We haven't known each other that long, but you just cut to the chase of so many problems in my life. I'm definitely an impatient person, so that is a very, very fair criticism of me. I accept your criticism.
Yeah, because I'll sit in line all day for a honey barbecue chicken strip sandwich or even in the morning when I go get the breakfast. Like, you know, I can sit there all day, but it's kind of weird. You can't, though, man. I'm kind of disappointed in you on that.
Me too, Kevin.
I know that players are different. Are you a guy that kind of watches MLB Network and goes on the internet and here and there and looks at the rumors of what's going on with the Texas Rangers or around Major League Baseball, or you just kind of ignore kind of what goes on in the offseason?
I'll turn it on every now and then and watch it to see what's going on. But, I mean, I think it's gotten to the point now where Twitter gets things a lot faster than anybody else. So I'm usually – this is like my time where I'm usually playing, you know, video games or catching up on Netflix shows or Hulu or whatever it is. But, I mean, nowadays everything's on Twitter. So now it's kind of like I watch it every now and then, but usually just watching shows.
What's your recommendation for shows right now? You watch The Queen's Gambit on
Queen's
Netflix?
Gambit's really good.
No, I'm about to start, what is it called, Blacklist? I think I might start that. There is a weird show I've really been addicted to, and it just came out with new season. I mean, I don't care if you judge me for it, but it's kind of a kid show. You ever heard of Boss Baby Back in Business?
Yes, Flula, our friend Flula's on that. He was just on with us earlier.
Love that. Hey, I love that show. I just started the fourth season yesterday.
Huh. All right.
Okay.
Do you have a PlayStation 5 yet?
No, I do have the Xbox though.
Oh, the new Xbox?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Hey, what's your thing? This you got a
stop your question right there.
Okay, Thanksgiving.
Taylor, answer the question.
Thanksgiving.
What's your thing?
No. Thanksgiving. What's the one thing that you have to have for Thanksgiving meal tomorrow?
I gotta make sure I have some greens this year. Dressing and like glazed ham is always, and sweet potato pie. But for me, it's just greens, you know. So I gotta make sure I get them in this year. I gotta have that on my plate.
Who makes that in your family that you love so much?
I think my mom makes them. I know I have some aunts as well that do them. They do a really good job of them. I mean, I don't know if any of you guys eat this stuff. My mom's making chitlins, so I mean, I'm going over there to go kill that stuff over there and later on.
Is there anything that you make that's a specialty that people are like, let's go?
I'm just a taste tester.
Sure.
Best job, honestly.
That is a great job.
I give honest opinions about all types of food and everything. So, like, I mean, when I'm over there trying food and pies, like, her and my sister make pies. And, I mean, I'll be honest with them, tell them, like, you know, like, this sweet potato pie is too sweet. That one's not good enough. Like, I'm not going to touch that one. That one's okay. You know, so I kind of be kind of honest with them.
Are they okay with your honesty, or yeah, do they tell you to get the hell out of the kitchen?
I think that, you know, if you ask me, I think they have no choice, you know, because it's like, I'm here, and it's like, I can't go. I mean, you know, what's the worst they can do? But, I mean, I mean, I'm like, hey, you kind of got to take, if you can't take my criticism, then, you know, you're not going to make it in life. So it's like, you know, I'm honest about my pies.
That's why I accepted your criticism about me being impatient. I want to make it in life, so I accepted that criticism.
Well, Taylor, don't listen to him because he's sucking up to you right now. He actually doesn't like pie at all.
He hates pie.
Really?
Yeah, all
pie. That's
pies.
True.
I only think, pie he likes what do you is green.
I think the texture is weird. I really do. And
you're a cake person, right?
Yeah, I don't really do desserts on Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving desserts are a letdown. He looks really upset with me right now.
Rightfully so.
What's your favorite cake, Taylor? Tomorrow's National Cake Day.
Man, I'm real simple, like chocolate and vanilla, honestly.
I like that we asked you all these questions about baseball and all kinds of other stuff, but the thing that made you put your head down in your hand was the question that we asked about cake.
And pie, is it sweet potato pie is your favorite pie in the whole world, or?
Yeah, sweet potato pie by far.
Do you like fruit pies? Because that's a big debate here at the Fan. Like, some people, like Gavin Dawson, are like apple pie or cherry pie, doesn't like them at all.
Nah. That's not gonna cut it for me. It's sweet potato pie or it's nothing.
All right, awesome.
Pecan pies out, huh?
Oh yeah. That's more my dad's speed right there. But like he can have that. It's sweet potato pie for me.
Because your dad's a man. All right.
Oh, wow. Wow.
All right, Taylor. Hey, man. Thanks, dude.
Thank you so much. And like I said, I know we failed before, but if you find somebody you want us to try to help you out with, you let us know.
I got a list I'm working on, Kevin.
Oh, great.
I'm working on it for him. So.
Awesome. Taylor, thank you so much, man.
Hey, man. I appreciate you guys having me on. You know, I love talking to you guys.
Absolutely. Taylor Hearn from the Texas Rangers. By the way, if you jump on the Fan Cam, you can see him. He was on with us. We've been having our guests on the Zoom all day long.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!